W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Severson. A letter is released by President Biden's physician tonight, responding to questions about the neurologist who's a Parkinson's disease specialist who visited the White House 8 times in 8 months. The president's doc says the specialist, Dr. Kevin Kennard, examined President Biden for each of his annual physicals. The results were made public, and there's no sign of Parkinson's. A death blamed on Hurricane Beryl flooding was a civilian Houston police employee stuck in road flooding, says Mayor John Whitmire.
Knew he was in trouble, called HPD friends for help, and I've been there all afternoon watching his colleagues retrieve his body from his submerged car.
Families of those killed in 737 MAX crashes are opposing the plea deal between Boeing and the Justice Department. Extreme western heat making wildfire fighting more dangerous. This is ABC News. A legal win for Alec Baldwin, as he's about to go on trial for manslaughter.
Prosecutors in New Mexico have said that Alec Baldwin is responsible for the death of Rust cinematographer Helena Hutchins as the person who was holding the gun that fired and killed her, and that he was also negligent as one of the people responsible for on-set safety as a producer on the movie. Monday, Judge Marlo Sommer agreed with Baldwin's lawyers that his producer status isn't relevant to the case.
So I'm denying evidence of his status as a producer.
Jury selection in the manslaughter trial starts Tuesday. Jason Athenson, ABC News, Hollywood.
Chicago's city leaders are responding to the holiday weekend violence that saw over 100 people shot and 19 killed across the city.
There will be consequences. There will be consequences for the violence. We will not let criminal activity ruin and harm our city.
Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson promising the city's police will do what they need to do. Chuck Severson, ABC News.
Are you and your family weather ready?
I'm Terry Barr, producer of the Slice of Wisconsin series. Wisconsin weather is ever changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
The heat is on. Did you know that high temperatures are the leading cause of weather related deaths? Here are some safety tips when you're dealing with a Wisconsin scorcher. First, do not leave another person or your pet in the car. 8 kids died in hot cars in the last several years across the state, and it didn't even have to happen. Look before you lock and walk away. Work outside, keep water close, and stay hydrated. Take a break in the shade, and if you can limit time in the heat, even better. Chill out in the air conditioning or find your community's cooling shelter, and check on your family and neighbors to be sure that they're safe too. Stay cool and be cool by being weather ready. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section at WGBW.FM.
Big Media News, I'm Ella Saff. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Eau Claire parents are asking the Supreme Court for permission to sue their school district over a gender support policy. The district policy says staff should respect the student's chosen gender and doesn't need to notify parents. Parents say that violates their constitutional rights. The case has already been dismissed twice from lower courts for lack of standing. A lot of farm workers do their jobs outside in extreme heat in the summer. The Biden administration wants to guarantee them mandatory rest breaks, shade, and clean drinking water. Samantha Guerrero is a community organizer who says it's high time.
There are a lot of farm workers who are in danger of losing their lives in these extreme temperatures. And so far, we have seen no urgency to enact or create any protection.
479 American workers died from heat exposure between 2011 and 2022. And that's what you need to know. I'm Ella Saff, and this is Civic Media News.
The Brewers return home.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers are back home after a road trip to Colorado and California. They beat the Dodgers 9-2 yesterday to finish 3-4 for the trip. They also avoided being swept by the Dodgers. Center fielder Blake Perkins coming up with a home run and was asked what Pat Murphy says about how they've managed to not lose more than three games in a row this season.
Murph says it a lot, and Yelly says it a lot. I think with the way our team is comprised, like, we're able to make the lows shorter. You know, just playing team baseball, there's a different guy.
Lefty Dallas Keuchel held the Dodgers scoreless through the first 4 1/3 innings. Pat Murphy.
The reason we picked him up, the front office scouted him, looked at him, see where he's at, and felt like the reason he could help is because his experience. He's not going to give in.
The Brewers host the Dodgers tomorrow night. Basketball, Team Greece beat Croatia 80-69. Giannis with 23 points, leading his team, Greece, back to the Olympics for the first time in 16 years. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A shower or two in the overnight, otherwise partly cloudy skies. Lower 60s by sunrise. Our winds will be light. On Tuesday, mostly sunny to partly cloudy skies. There will be a shower or storm in the afternoon. Highs in the lower 80s. It's 66 at our studios.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, there are people whose goal is to hike the entire Ice Age Trail. We're going to learn all about that. I hope you'll join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Well, happy Friday, TGIF, Shabbat Shalom, Jumma Mubarak. It is, it's Anything Goes Friday. It's you and me for the next 3 hours. Boy, last night was a disaster. I don't know how to characterize it beyond that. It was just an absolute friggin' disaster. We had a couple of friends over. Used to be neighbors of ours, you know, they moved out of our neighborhood, but we've kept up our friendship, and they came over, and you know, we had some good wine and nice snacks, and my son and his girlfriend came over, and my oldest daughter came over, and our friends were like yelling at the TV. I my heart was just sinking. Our son and his girlfriend got up and left in the middle of it. He just said, "Yeah, I'm sorry. This is just too painful to watch," and I would have if I didn't do this for a living. First off, Donald Trump told over 30 lies. You know, people are saying it's over 50 lies, and it is, but you know, 30 major consequential lies. I mean, let's just be very clear about that. This was a crap show on both sides. He said the babies could be executed after birth and the Democrats are in favor of that. Complete lie. He said that every legal scholar and everybody in America want a Roe v. Wade overturned. Complete lie. He said that there were no terror attacks during his presidency. Complete lie. He said that Iran didn't fund terror groups during his presidency. Complete lie. He said the U.S. has provided more aid to Ukraine than Europe has. Another lie. He said that Biden, for years, called black people super predators. Biden never said that. That was Hillary Clinton. He said that Biden is planning to quadruple people's taxes. Complete lie. He said that Nancy Pelosi turned down 10,000 National Guard troops that he offered her. Complete lie. In fact, he was the guy who withheld the National Guard, not her. He said that Americans don't pay the cost of his tariffs on China. Another lie. He said Europe accepts no American cars. I'm sorry, I lived in Europe. There are Fords, there are all kinds of American cars in Europe. He said that he's the president who got the Veterans Choice Program through Congress. That was Barack Obama. He lied about that. He said that, you know, the 2020 election was filled with fraud, obviously another lie. He said that the U.S. right now has the biggest budget deficit in history. I'm sorry, that happened under his administration. He said that we have the biggest trade deficit with China in history. Again, that happened under his administration. Joe Biden has fixed both those things. But Biden, you know, lost his train of thought a couple times and could barely speak. He looked like he had just gotten out of the out of hospice. I mean, you know, he was walking like I don't want to triple down on him, but it was just terrible. Whoever in the Biden campaign decided that Biden should be debating Trump, I mean, Trump, the guy that NBC spent millions of dollars and 14 years of effort training him how to do television, versus Biden, a lifelong introvert and stutterer. Whoever made that decision, should face a firing squad. I mean, obviously metaphorically, but, heads need to roll in the Biden campaign. So after the debate, I got a call from one of the editors, the main editor at Raw Story and the publisher, saying, we think that Biden needs to step down. Do you share that opinion? And I said, yes, I do. I realize it's fraud. I realize there's incredible danger associated with that. It didn't work well in 1968 when the Democratic Party told LBJ that he couldn't run for re-election, although he certainly would have lost anyway because of the Vietnam War. This is not 1968. I don't think that we can overlearn that lesson. But the simple bottom line is that in my opinion, Joe Biden lost the confidence of America last night. And last night was we don't have the numbers yet, but because CNN licensed that debate to all the other networks, something that has never happened before. It used to be, with every other presidential debate, if you wanted to see it, you had to go to the network that carried it. And many people couldn't or didn't if you didn't have cable TV, for example. I mean, millions of Americans don't have cable TV. They listen to over-the-air television. If you didn't have cable TV, you couldn't watch it. Or internet. I suppose you could on the internet, but you get my point. Last night, CNN licensed this to all the other networks. So basically, everybody in America was pretty much forced to watch that debate. And so if you look at, if you go to Predict It, which is the betting site, the legal betting site, the odds for Donald Trump becoming president, the payback on a bet is now 60 cents. In other words, the odds are 60% of, according to the bettors, of Trump winning. Biden's down to 30%. And Gavin Newsom went from 3% to 16%. I mean, I think it's important to note that Joe Biden has been a spectacular president. The Inflation Reduction Act has generated $1.7 trillion in U.S. investments. The CHIPS Act has created 84,000 new jobs. The Infrastructure and Jobs Act has started more than 40,000 projects. 201 federal judges who will protect our rights. Bipartisan gun reform, the first gun reform in 30 years. He forgave $150 billion in student debt for 4 million student borrowers. He collected $500 billion from millionaire and billionaire tax cheats. Unemployment has been below 4% for the longest stretch since 1960. He added 700,000 construction jobs. We have a record level of new small businesses being created. He made the largest investment to fight climate change in the history of the world. He's cut pollution by 50%, or will have by 2030 as a result of this legislation. He cut methane emissions by 80%. He preserved more than 20 million acres of land for conservation. He's, renewable energy for the first time in history in the United States has surpassed fossil fuel energy. He capped prescription drug prices for seniors and insulin at $35 a month. He expanded veterans' health care through the PACT Act. He expanded overtime for employees making under $55,000 a year. He signed the Respect for Marriage Act. He approved over-the-counter birth control for the first time. He reformed the Electoral Count Act to prevent another January 6th. He pardoned thousands of people convicted of marijuana possession. He required cash refunds for canceled air flights. He connected 10 million households to Wi-Fi. He funded 14,000 mental health professionals in our schools. I mean, Joe Biden did a hell of a lot of good stuff. And he deserves our honor and praise and recognition as frankly one of the best presidents of my lifetime. I put him right up there with FDR and LBJ. And LBJ, of course, was badly flawed because of the Vietnam War. But in terms of his social policy, you know, what he did for America, how he changed America. You know, Medicare, Medicaid, these came out of the Johnson administration. And I'm saying Biden is that level of a president. But when you're running for office, you've got to be a candidate. And to be a candidate, you have to be the world's best communicator. Joe Biden had one job last night, and that was to prove that he was not an old, doddering guy, that at 81 years old, he still had it. And he failed. I mean, let's just be honest about this. Now, does that mean the Democratic Party must replace him? I don't know. I can argue this two ways. If they replace him with a strong candidate, somebody like Gavin Newsom or Josh Shapiro, or you know the governor of Michigan, Gretchen Whitmer. I mean, there's some good, strong Democrats out there. Then I think that the whole focus of the.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
My experience with Superbeats Healthy Heart Chews is that they are powerful for healthy blood pressure. You know, they feature grapeseed extract, beetroot powder, and CoQ10. I feel like I'm doing something very good for my blood pressure and heart health every day when I take them. Plus, with no pills to swallow, they taste wonderful. Paired with a healthy lifestyle, the grapeseed extract in Superbeats is clinically shown to be nearly 2 times more effective at promoting normal blood pressure than a healthy lifestyle alone. New Superbeats Heart Chews Advanced supports healthy CoQ10 levels as well, an important nutrient for heart health. Find out how you can get a free 30-day supply on bundles of new Superbeats Heart Chews Advanced and save 15% for a limited time only by going to superbeatsradio.com and using the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M. That's superbeatsradio.com, promo code TOM. superbeatsradio.com, promo code TOM.
Summer congestion got you down. Whether it's allergies or a summer cold, being congested can ruin your whole day. You feel tired and run down, like you're missing out on summer fun. At Navage, we're here to make breathing easy, easier. Navage uses patented gentle suction technology to help clear out allergens, dust, and mucus without drugs. In just 30 seconds, you'll be on your way to a better day. Get Navage at Walmart, Walgreens, Sam's Club, CVS, Rite Aid, Target, or online at Navage.com. Navage. Breathe better, fast.
Impact of a meal goes well beyond feeding our bodies, because feeling full can sound like this.
How did the interview go?
I did it! I got the job! I can't believe it!
And like this.
Mom, I got first place at the science fair with my volcano project!
That's amazing, sweetie. Congratulations!
Because when people are fed, futures are nourished, and everyone deserves to live a full life. Join the movement to end hunger at feedingamerica.org/act now. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
Brady joining us live via phone.
I tell the guys before every game, and honestly try to do it before every practice, challenge is going to come. This team is not just going to show up and allow us to walk all over them and win. Really what matters is how are we going to respond to that. Man, if you can adapt and use it as a learning opportunity, it's going to set you up to go accomplish darn near anything you want to.
I think there are a lot of people that need to hear that message today.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Dr. Marty? Tell me when.
Let's face it, life can be stressful. Things don't always work the way they're supposed to work. It can be overwhelming. It's not just your mind that suffers when you're feeling tense and anxious. Stress can make a mess of your digestion and immune system, too. But here's the thing, you can handle it. Introducing Just Calm, a breakthrough new stress-busting formula from Just Thrive. Say goodbye to frazzled nerves and hello to a steady, chill, more relaxed you. Just Calm's exclusive mood-lifting blend is clinically proven to help you relax and breathe a little easier in as little as 4 weeks. And for next-level mood and immune support, you'll love the award-winning Just Thrive probiotic. It not only has 1,000 times better survivability than most probiotics, but this spore probiotic banishes bloat and constipation so your gut can produce more serotonin, your happy hormone. Plus, it supports better sleep so you can wake up feeling refreshed, revitalized. With Just Calm and Just Thrive probiotic, you'll have the ultimate stress-fighting duo to help you win the day every day, all with a money-back guarantee. What do you have to lose? For a limited time, you can try Just Thrive risk-free. You can save 20% off a 90-day bottle of Just Thrive probiotic and Just Calm when you go to justthrivehealth.com and use promo code TOM. For a limited time, again, you can save 20% off a 90-day bottle of Just Thrive probiotic and Just Calm at justthrivehealth.com, promo code THOM, TOM. It's like getting a month for free. Good morning, everybody. Good early afternoon to some of us. What makes a nation strong? What makes a nation's pillars high and its foundation strong? What makes it mighty to defy the foes that round it throng? It's not gold, its kingdoms grand. Go down in battle shock, its shafts are laid on sinking sand, not an abiding rock. Is it the sword? Ask the red dust of empires passed away, of blood that has turned their stones to rust, their glory to decay. Is it pride? Ah, that bright crown is seamed to nations sweet, but God has struck its luster down in ashes at its feet. Not gold, but only people can make a people great and strong. People who for truth and honor's sake stand fast and suffer long. Brave people who work while there's sleep, who dare while there's fly, they build a nation's pillars deep and lift them to the sky. That's Ralph Waldo Emerson, a nation's strength. Excuse me, William Ralph Emerson, a nation's strength. What makes this nation strong? When people chant USA, USA, what are they chanting for? What makes the nation strong? I offer this question not merely rhetorically. The call-in number is 202-808-9925. It's 202-808-9925. If you've never called in before, I'd be curious in your view. What makes a nation strong? Of course, its GDP is one of those things. Of course, its military is one of those things. I agree with Emerson. That's not the whole deal. What makes a nation strong? We have ridden, I think, upon laurels of a shared belief, a shared understanding, a shared agreement that democracy is good, the United States is maybe good. Some people try to undercut that. I don't think we can merely rely upon shared, unspoken, previous generational agreements. I don't think it's enough to say democracy is under attack. We need to define what we mean by democracy. We need to make the case for why democracy is a good thing, or at least why it's better than the alternative. And we need to define the conservative project so people can understand it, first of all, not as conservative at all, and make a real decision about what project we want to undertake for the future of the country. What does it mean to love America? And is it just blood and soil? Here's my concern, one of my concerns, is that if you chant USA, USA, but then cheer the undermining of the ability of the country to define its own statutes through the executive branch, its ability to, in fact, implement the will of the people and the will of Congress. If you actually want unfettered ability of companies to do whatever they want, irrespective of democracy, irrespective of administrative state, what is it that you're rooting for? What is it you're cheering for? When you cheer USA, USA, if you say, well, I'm cheering for the military. Okay, well, the military for what? Tyrants have military, so it can't just be the fact that we have one. Is it just the richest of the country? We say USA, USA, is that all we're cheering for? The richest of the country? If not, what is it? Now, I understand what it was in Germany about 100 years ago. I understand what it was in Charlottesville when they would yell blood and soil. They'd say, no, no, it's not about any laws. It's not about any agreements. It's not about the Bill of Rights. It's not about the agreements we make as a people. It's not about our arc of redemption as a country. It's just about the blood that has been spilled here. It is just about the soil that has been spilled upon. It is just about the racial groups that dominate. Well, if it's just by the blood that spilled here, that our Native Americans may have something to say about that. If it is just about the Constitution, what about a Supreme Court that undercuts it? If it's about the Bill of Rights, what about a Supreme Court that either undercuts it or tries to weaponize select parts of it? What makes a country strong? It was the 4th of July. We celebrated the country. What were we celebrating? What were you celebrating? If you mix it with Juneteenth, I get a little more comfortable celebrating something. I'd be interested in your view. We talk about that and more here on the Tom Hartman Show. I'm Jeff Smith, 202-808-9925. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
This is the Tom Hartman Program, 202-808-9925. 202-808-9925. What makes America strong?
On the line with us is world-renowned integrative veterinarian Dr. Marty Goldstein. He's the author of two books and was featured in a film about animal health. Dr. Marty is also the inventor of the Nature's Blend freeze-dried healthy dog food, and he's the driving force behind DrMartyPets.com. Dr. Marty, welcome back to the program.
It's always a pleasure to be here.
Thank you. So tell us about Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. What inspired you for this?
You know, the old motto, it all starts with food. You know, you are what you eat.
Yep.
I worked on approximately 250,000 patients in my career. And from my experience, I have seen thousands and thousands of companion animals where their health turned around just on the nutritional dietary change.
I can tell you know, my dogs eat your food, and they have a lot more energy than they did before. We've been feeding them Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend for at least a year now, and it's just, it made a difference, a noticeable difference, so I want to testify.
And there it is. Just do an experiment. Go out and live on fast food for a month. Yeah. Tell me how you feel.
Yeah.
Then take the next month, you know, clean out a little, and then eat on really biologically appropriate, you know, healthy fish, salads, vegetables, and this and that. You're going to feel better. Your energy is going to soar. That's proven in the human field. Dogs are carnivores and should be eating a high-quality meat diet.
Right.
Show me one flat tooth in a dog's mouth.
Exactly, yeah.
Or chewing grain.
Yeah, they are not cows.
Yeah, they're not cows. Our food for dogs is 81% protein.
Yeah.
And they're doing so well on it.
Yeah. We've been speaking with Dr. Marty Goldstein. Learn more at drmartypets.com/Tom. That's drmartypets.com/THOM.
I just love being on your show.
Yeah, well, thank you.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. A letter is released by President Biden's physician tonight, responding to questions about the neurologist who's a Parkinson's disease specialist who visited the White House 8 times in 8 months. The president's doc says the specialist, Dr. Kevin Kennard, examined President Biden for each of his annual physicals. The results were made public, and there's no sign of Parkinson's. A death blamed on Hurricane Beryl flooding was a civilian Houston police employee stuck in road flooding, says Mayor John Whitmire.
Knew he was in trouble. Called HPD friends for help. And I've been there all afternoon watching his colleagues retrieve his body from his submerged car.
Families of those killed in 737 MAX crashes are opposing the plea deal between Boeing and the Justice Department. Extreme western heat making wildfire fighting more dangerous. This is ABC News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Civic Media News, I'm Ella Sapp. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A Dane County judge has ruled parts of Act 10 unconstitutional. State Superintendent Jill Underley says this decision could have a profound impact on public schools statewide. Although the implications of Judge Jacob Frost's decision are still unclear, Underley says now is the perfect time to reinvest in Wisconsin's public schools. Fighting against climate change can be good for your mental health. Dr. Emma Lawrence, leader at the Climate Care Center at Imperial College London, says countries need to address how environmental changes affect our mental well-being.
These impact increase food and water insecurity, forced migration, community breakdown, disruption of access to healthcare that can lead to anxiety, depression, post-traumatic stress disorder, substance misuse, and even death by suicide.
Studies show advocating for the environment can help relieve these eco-anxieties. And that's what you need to know. I'm Ella Saff, and this is Civic Media News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Norman Reedus is working hard to keep his character's Walking Dead spinoff fresh. Reedus has played Daryl Dixon for the franchise for the past 15 years now, 10-plus seasons on The Walking Dead, and now 2 seasons on the latest installment, The Walking Dead, Daryl Dixon. In the first season, Dixon washes up on the shores of France, which is where the apocalypse and virus started. I'm just guessing that the spinoff explores how French zombies look down on their American zombie counterparts. In not at all anticipated in any way, shape, or form sequel news, there is a sequel in the works for John Tucker Must Die, which was released in the early 2000s. Talk about making people wait for closure they've long since forgotten about. Actress Brittany Snow and Penn Badgley appear to be left out of the new film. Sometimes things just work out. The original movie got panned with a 28% on Rotten Tomatoes, but with the new film, the filmmakers are hoping to achieve mediocrity. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A shower or two in the overnight, otherwise partly cloudy skies. Lower 60s by sunrise. Our winds will be light. On Tuesday, mostly sunny to partly cloudy skies. There will be a shower or storm in the afternoon. Highs in the lower 80s. It's 66 at our studios.
Fabulous Farm Bay PM Yankee here with the Midwest Farm Report live weekday mornings right here on WGBW. It's about your food and where it comes from. Tune in and learn. 5 a.m., 1590 a.m., 97.9 FM, the Talk of Green Bay.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Again, we're talking about Julian Assange, villain or hero. Karen from Madison, you're on the air. What do you think?
I studied that Edward Snowden. You know, maybe I don't know as much about Julian, but I'm trying to learn more. And I just want to thank everybody for helping me learn.
Thank you for being open to learning more about issues and delving into them here on the Civic Media Radio Network. That is what it's all about.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome comedian and co-host of Matt and Air on Air, Greg Bach. And Abby Novak joins me to discuss downtown Appleton's Hyde Music Summer Concert Series.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9.
Sure. Makes you a good Democrat and a good American. And you did bring up what I'll try to keep it simple, especially in these times. America has always meant more than anything else to me the words of Lincoln, I hope, with him, who said, striving to create a more perfect union. I hope that was Lincoln, unless it's in the Declaration. But the reason I keep coming back to that is because I'm so sick and tired of Americans of all stripes talking about the good old days. It's done most recently, of course, by the MAGA, talking about making America great again. And my first reaction was, when was that? In the 60s? How about the 50s? Was that the good old days when McCarthy was running rampant? Or how about the 30s when there were lynchings were happening, even in the North? Was it the Civil War? Or let's go back to the very beginning. Were that the good old days of America when we had very brilliant, white, wealthy guys doing a great job at creating the blueprint for America, yet the original sin of slavery was rampant across the nation and, in fact, had been there before this was even a nation? So I try to keep it simple that way. And when any decent American says that, if you can then apply that to any current time in America, if you think this country is striving to become a more perfect union, then you've been asleep for the last 50 years. And that's virtually all of my life. I believe the last time we were trying to form a more perfect union was possibly in the late 60s or early 70s. Even Richard Nixon, for all his corruption, had some kind of a moral backbone. And that moral backbone that he had allowed him to resign the presidency and allowed other people to come along later and say, you know what, that was Nixon's downfall, having a little bit of morality. So that's what I wanted to just say.
Appreciate
about
it, Mike.
I have plenty to say, but I figure there are a lot of people out there that want to talk about America and not about voting blue, which is what I'm doing. But I have some great opinions on that, and I'll probably get you at another time.
Mike, thank you so much. Appreciate the call. I appreciate also the sentiment, not only the sentiment, but the language, that what is great about the country, what makes the nation strong, is in fact striving for a more perfect union. It is not an end state, right? The moral achievement, governmental achievement, human achievement is not an end state. It's something that you reach. We live and we die. We have a cycle of progress, and it is the striving, it is the bending of the arc of history towards justice. That's the good part. And if we want to get back to something, let's get back to a strong middle class. If we want to get back to something, let's get back to a shared commitment to democracy. Of course, if we're talking about the folks in Charlottesville, if we're talking about too many of the people who have tried to elevate the former President Donald Trump, the end state they would like to return to is, of course, an end state that had greater superiority for white males. And I don't want to hurt white males. I happen to be one of them. But I do want to make sure that we strive for a more perfect union. And a more perfect union has to be more perfect for more people. Thank you, Mike. Let's go to Brandon from San Jose, California.
Oh.
Let's go, Brandon.
Oh, Jeff. Hey, Jeff, how you doing?
Doing good.
Can you hear me okay?
Yes.
Okay, so to your question of what makes a nation what makes a nation great, right? I think is the Hello?
I'm listening to you. You've got the floor. Go ahead.
Okay. So I would say, okay, of course the demos matters, the population, the education of the population, but we can't underplay the fact that we need great leaders. And we have, I think that we can make a perfectly good case that Joe Biden has been a great leader. And I think that this is a big mistake on the part of the Democratic Party to look for some alternative to try and defeat Donald Trump. And you know, Joe Biden, he even said it, like, I beat him in 2020, and I'm going to beat him again. And I think he's going to beat him this time by a huge margin come November, given his depravity, his misogyny, open misogyny at this point. Joe Biden exposed him for the monster he is in that debate. Do you agree?
You're saying you think Joe Biden exposed Donald Trump? I think Donald Trump's been exposing himself for the last, you know, give or take a decade. And it's and what we need is for the national conversation just to be honest about that. Just be kind of honest about that. And not just not to engage in false equivalencies. And thank you, Brandon, very much for your call. But at least to consider some, right? Shout out to David Pepper, who joined the editorial in the USA Today, that said, where are the calls for Donald Trump to drop out of the race? Like, what are the things that make one disqualified to be a candidate for president? Try not to think about who the candidates are. Take a little piece of paper and jot down some of the things you think should disqualify someone from running for or serving as president of the United States. And I don't mean as a constitutional matter, I mean as a functional matter. What makes someone unfit? And then take that list and compare it with the things that we know that have been admitted to, that have been adjudicated, that have been convicted, things we know about Donald Trump. And then say, oh, wait, who's the person who should drop out? So, yeah, I think if we are just, if the country is just honest, if those who would purport to be Christians are just honest about what Christianity means, what Christ stood for, or just honest about healing the sick, or just honest about taking care of the poor, just honest about honesty. We're honest about loyalty and fealty. If we're just honest about that conversation, I don't know. If the general election is the two candidates who right now are the prospective nominees of their parties, the decision is very easy. It is very easy. Let's go to Ziggy, who reached out over the weekend. Ziggy, you're on the air.
Freedom, if we can keep it, Jefferson.
There you go.
But I'm calling about last week. You were asking about yard signs.
Yes.
I put together a bunch of yard signs, and they're at endbribes.com. And if you
Say the website again.
Okay, endbribes. ENDBRIBES.
Endbribes.com. People can get yard signs. Keep going, Ziggy.
Okay, and on the top of the page, it says, click here for Jefferson's yard signs, and you click on that, and I did as many as I could figure out and do.
So let me ask, these are, and what happens, can you just order them there, and then they get shipped to their house? What amazing thing, Ziggy. And if people want to submit them, what is the process by which they're made? Is that they have to get word to you, and then you make them, or is there a tool to make them there on the site?
They have to let me know, but also I listen to your show. Anyone who calls in, I try to make everyone who called in, but at the bottom of the page is a way to contact me by email. The only thing I want to let you know is this week I'm up in Cooperstown with my granddaughter. She's taking advanced learning classes this week, so I probably won't make any new ones until this weekend.
All right.
Go ahead and let me know about it.
Are you going to go to the Major League Baseball Hall of Fame while you're there?
I've been there too many times.
You've been there a lot of times. Why have you gone so many times?
Well, just because I go up to Cooperstown and there's something, need something to do.
I need to check. I've never been. I'm kind of embarrassed. I need to go. I've never been to any of the Sports Hall of Fames, even though I track that stuff to a degree that's more than healthy at various times in my life. But Ziggy, thank you so much. This is one of the reasons I love this community. Right? This is the smartest.
Yes.
This is the smartest listener and viewer base of any political show there is out there. And we've got folks like Ziggy who hear the thing, who take up the call. You can go to endbribes.com and you can get one of the yard sign couplets that was proposed. Yes. Was it John's idea? I think it was John's idea who was proposing who was proposing the yard signs. And there are a couple that are there that were almost word for word. Several of there are almost word for word of ideas that came from listeners. People can go to endbribes.com and check them out. You won't be able to make new ones until this next weekend if there are corrections you want or additions you want. But Ziggy, thank you so much for the call. Thank you for doing that. Genuinely, it's awesome. Go ahead.
One quick thing. Remember you were talking about no dictator?
I remember somebody was talking about it.
You made it up. You came up with that phrase.
Well, it must be good.
Yeah. Well, I made stuff on that, too, as well.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much. And okay. I think that Sean was trying to tell me there are also bumper stickers there. So check it out at endbribes.com. Ziggy, thank you so much. Thank you for being part of this community and helping make it strong.
All right, take care, Jefferson.
We'll be right back. This is the Tom Hartman Show. I'm Jeff.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
This is the Tom Hartman Show, 202-808-9925. 202-808-9925.
Hey, Tom Hartman here. Why sign up for my program's free daily newsletter over at tom.tv? Well, every morning you receive an email with a complete list of the topics we'll be covering on our weekday program. After the show's over, every afternoon, you'll get what I call Sue's Daily Stack that gives you hot links to every single story and information source that we talked about during the show. Plus, every day while the show is live, you can watch it at tom.tv without cost. That podcast of the show, a complete library of every subject discussed on previous shows, a place to view it live, it's all at tom.tv. So why sign up to get all this at no cost? Because we want you to join us to help change the world for the better. Despair is not an option. Sign up now at tom.tv, that's T-H-O-M.tv, to get all the ammunition you need to win the water cooler wars. Tom.tv, tag, you're it.
100 days, 144,000 minutes. The countdown to the November presidential election is on, and Maggie Dawn is counting too as she continues her special segment, Biden's Top 100.
Having heard from each and every one of you, I should start talking about what President Biden is proposing us for his second term.
Biden's Top 100 continues. You're invited to be part of it too. Call or text the Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays starting at 2, across the Civic Media Radio Network and the app.
Over the past 20 years, Wisconsin has seen a huge increase in reported elder abuse cases. Elder abuse is the verbal, physical, emotional, sexual, or financial abuse of a senior citizen. It can also be the intentional or unintentional neglect of an older person. Wisconsin's population of seniors 65 and older is projected to grow significantly in the coming decades. That's why we all share the responsibility to help protect our seniors by recognizing and reporting any signs of elder abuse. If you believe that elder abuse has been inflicted upon yourself or someone you know, please report it. Call the Wisconsin Elder Abuse Hotline toll-free at 1-833-586-0107 or visit reportelderabusewi.org. Respect our elders. Report abuse. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Justice.
This project is supported by the Administration for Community Living, ACL, U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, HHS, as part of a financial assistance award totaling $120,000 with 100% funding by ACL-HHS. The contents are those of the authors and do not necessarily represent the official views of nor an endorsement by ACL-HHS or the U.S. government.
Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk.
Our guest, Jonathan Gurko, deliberative dialogue in democracy isn't winning an argument.
Instead of how do we win and end the
conversation? How do we keep it going? How do I listen in a way on the assumption that someone else has something that I can learn from that will improve my point of view so that we can grow? To me, that's the Democratic Project.
Busted Pencils with Dr. Tim and Dr. Johnny. Weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
John is in studio with me right now.
I got banned at Great America for playing whack-a-mole.
What?
So I won 14 times in a row. I still got a picture of my son in the back seat, 3 or 4 years old, with just his head sticking out and all these teddy bears.
Here I was going to make this risque joke, and then you throw your son into there. Now I have to keep it.
Go ahead. Clean. Thanks. That's really
you
nice.
Are one master whacker. I'll tell you
thanks.
That.
That's, wow, that's unbelievable. Really impressive. You Hollywood types.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. Let's go back to your phone calls. What about America? There's people also want to talk, of course, about the presidential race. And I do want, and this is a call out to our next generation listeners, to our new listeners, and to our new callers. If there's something that you want to shout out from your local community that you think someone else can learn from, an example of activism, a policy proposal that your city council or state legislature is taking on that other states and other counties, that other cities can learn from, if there's a nonprofit you're engaged in doing something really smart, tactical, strategic that you think other people can learn from, please do call in 202-808-9925. 808-9925. This community should be a community that's aiming to make itself stronger, aiming to make itself bigger, more robust, more strategic, aiming to build a more strategic and effective progressive movement, pro-democracy movement, democratic, small and big D movement. And therefore, folks who have on-the-ground lessons, the stuff that's working, that could inspire others, that could teach others, that's great stuff to share, where we're not only pontificating, we're educating, where we're strengthening. Appreciate that. 202-808-9925. Let's get to your calls. Aileen from Salem, who I think wins our most patient listener award. Go ahead, Aileen.
Hi, Jefferson. Great to hear you on the radio again.
Nice to hear you, Aileen.
Well, this is a simple request. This morning at about 10 after 9, our time, Oregon time, Tom, it was an old show recording, but not that old, and it was about Biden, and Tom listed like 30 fabulous things that Biden has done.
Yeah.
We need that list in bullet points. And then we all need to share it on social media ASAP. But how do we get that list? It was the best list I've heard to date.
Well, if we've got it, then we ought to have it. And so you have now said it out loud, and Sean's heard it, and we will spread it through the bowels of decision-making at this Byzantine organization, this labyrinthine, complex bureaucracy of an organization that is actually not that many people, and see if we can get it released, Aileen.
Yeah, because that's what we need. You know, we Dems are not that great at advertising at all and communication. And we just need a list of all these things, and they were all fabulous. So where, if they find, see, they're going to have to transcribe it unless Tom had it from some written document.
Well, I think we will look it up, Aileen, and thank you very much. And I want to respond to something else you said, and thank you so much for the phone call, that you said, I think, we're not that great at advertising. Here's my quick diagnosis, to use Eugene's word, is that very much the activist space, which is not quite a synonym what a progressive is, but it's the Venn diagram overlaps pretty well. The people who want to see the world better, who think that the project of government is, in fact, to make it a more perfect union, that what we do together is, in fact, try to get us stronger together than we are apart, to make a country that's at least a little bit better rather than a lot worse. That project trains our brain to think about what could, in fact, be made more perfect, which doesn't mean we just celebrate things, which means we identify problems, try to solve problems. In fact, my critique of the modern Republican Party, to be clear, it is not my critique of the Abraham Lincoln Republican Party, it is not my critique of the Teddy Roosevelt Republican Party. It absolutely is my critique of the Donald Trump political party, Republican Party, the Ronald Reagan Republican Party, the George W. Bush Republican Party, is not looking to solve problems, but defining America itself, defining our public structures themselves as the problem, in the way of unfettered power, of private power. And I just disagree fundamentally with that view. I think we are stronger together than we are apart. I think we are in this together. I don't think you just leave people to the jungle, and when things don't work out for them, you blame it on them, and you're sitting from your privileged perch as someone who inherited a bunch of money and think everything must be great for everybody else too, and if it's not, it's their own darn fault, even though your own success is very often not your own darn fault. So I just have that sort of fundamental disagreement. And therefore, they can just celebrate. They just cheer on things because their project is not identifying and trying to solve problems together. I think much of our project is trying to identify and solve problems, and that does create a potential weakness. And that potential weakness is not spiking the football in the end zone and doing a touchdown dance. That can be not celebrating successes, not realizing how much has been done to bend the arc of history towards justice, not recognizing how much better that American life is in terms of social equality now than it was 75 years ago, right? And we should be willing, and we should, and also it carries with it often a discomfort for power. And so a hard time praising a president, not because we know full well that no president is perfect. In fact, getting a president's even 90% cool is pretty hard to agree with any time one is managing, one is exercising lots of power. There's critiques that can be levied upon those. So I appreciate that, and it is worth finding things to celebrate. And we'll look for that list. We've got about 45 seconds. Ramon from Maryland, you're going to take us to break.
Yes, I'm an old senior citizen in a wheelchair, and I'd like to know where my sign is for my front of my house. Republicans against the criminal dictator Trump.
All right. Well, I don't know if Ziggy's still listening, but he's not going to get any new signs until next weekend. But if you prepare, here's my one request: if you make a sign request, and I'm saying this on behalf of Ziggy, Ziggy at nbribes.com, Ziggy can veto me. But if you're going to propose a sign, I would ask that you purchase it. Right, and so yours was Republican. Say it again, Ramon.
Republicans against the dictator criminal Trump.
Ramon, thank you so much for the call out in Maryland. Be well, and thank you for listening to the show.
Thank you.
We'll be right back. It's about to be the break, and then we'll be back. This is Tom's show.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Have you ever met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No, no one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS, or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call
today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you, we promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. That's 800-554.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time as we're live from Wisconsin Dells on our What Makes Wisconsin Great Tour. Will Todd be on a duck boat? Find out.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.